Dog William 7 from Roger Sale 2. Dog William 7 from Roger Sale 2. Go ahead.
Roger Sale 2 from Dog William 7. One battleship Legato class, two cruisers, five destroyers. Sighted latitude 20 degrees, 15 minutes. Longitude 140 degrees, 25 minutes. Course 121. Speed 20 knots. Scout planes observed clearing cruisers at 1350. And remaining in contact, M5.
The four major networks present your air forces, Army, Navy, Marine, and Coast Guard, written by Ranald McDougall and starring Lieutenant James Stewart, Army Air Forces. This is war.
Hello, hello, 15th Bombardment Group, on the alert. Bomb load, 1,100 pounders. Got that?
Following reports received from the clear, one battleship, Nagato class, two cruisers, five destroyers.
Sighted.
And now it begins. The picture begins to focus. The clay takes shape. A girl in an ex-linoleum factory in Pittsburgh loaded the bomb that'll do the job. A bookkeeper in Milwaukee with two children exaggerated his income on his tax return so he could pay his share on the plane. A woman in Saugatuck, Michigan had a son 23 years ago, and so there's someone to fly the bomber. Yeah? Yep, the picture begins
hello,
to...
Hello, hello, give me weather service. Hello, bombardment call.
Hello, chart room, get me all available charts in the area, DOL.
Yeah, now it begins. All the intricate procedures of putting a hole in an enemy battleship large enough to let water in faster than it can be pumped out. It's not easy, this. Enemy ships aren't made into parking lots for seaweed by the efforts of only one man. A dozen men, 1,000 men. It takes the mass efforts of 135 million people to sink enemy ships, destroy enemy troops, obliterate the enemy himself. It takes kids saving pennies for defense stamps. It takes all kinds of work from all kinds of people. Now, it really begins.
Order issued from Bomber Command to 15th Bombardment Group. Enemy battleship supported by two cruisers, five destroyers. Sighted latitude 20 degrees, 15 minutes. Longitude 140 degrees, 25 minutes. Course 121, speed 20 knots. We'll proceed to destroy hostile craft, clearing aerodrome immediately.
Yes, sir. Gentlemen. Gentlemen. Combat orders. Please gather around the map and take notes. You're familiar with the situation and our target. The 1st Squadron will form the leading element of the group formation. The 91st Squadron will form the second element. And the 3rd Squadron will form the rear element. Group assembly will be over H at 5,000 feet. Wedge formation at 1430.
They know all this already, these pilots, bombardiers, navigators, radio men, gunners. They've been on the alert. They've been sitting around all morning waiting for just this kind of a target. Their bomb racks are already loaded with 1,100 pounders. The ground crews have already warmed up the motors. But these men must work as a team. And this is their skull practice. Enemy ships aren't knocked off by the pilot who flies the plane or the navigator who guides it or the radio man or the gunners or even the bombardier who presses the button that drops the bomb. If the ship is sunk, it'll be sunk by teamwork. The combined efforts of all five men who form the combat crew.
Now let's hear from the weatherman.
Each of you has our regular six-hour forecast. You'll find it substantially correct. Upper air velocity is subject to change, of course. But for the most part, you'll find conditions excellent. Right about this area here, you'll find plenty of low-hanging clouds, which should give you excellent cover. That's all for me.
Well, fellas, we've got a nice one. Let's make the most of it. You're carrying 1,100 pounders, and this target requires precision bombing. No trailing them out like confetti, please. Now, when you reach the objective, pick out your target and let them have it. And scram the hell out of there. It is now 14:12. Check your watches. Now, if there are no further questions, then that's all. Let's go.
That's all he said. But there's more to it. Much more. The military pilot's supposed to be kind of glamorous. Well, the good ones aren't. This is a business with them. They don't think much about killing or being killed. It's like this. They have a plane to fly, an objective to destroy. They either destroy it or get destroyed. Now, that sounds simple. But the mathematical science of busting things is a process that would give Einstein a headache. Now let's see how this business of flying is built up into a going concern. Now, first of all, you get the men. Best men that the country has, and you've got a lot of them. They're citizens, ordinary guys in ordinary times. But this is war. And they're taking on new responsibilities.
All will raise their right hands and swear after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And I will bear true faith
and sworn in.
With the same.
It's a pretty inspiring ceremony. It's sort of like getting married. Freely. You're nervous and your hands sweat and you wonder if you're good enough. Yeah, it's sort of like getting married. There isn't any honeymoon. Oh, no, it's just work. 10 hours a day, 6 days a week. And on Sundays you go to chapel and then back to the barracks and study some more.
On which I'm about to enter.
On which I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Well, it's a couple of weeks before you even get a chance to climb into a plane. You learn the customs and procedures of command, the traditions of the service, and then one day you walk out on the field with your heart in your hand and climb into a yellow trainer that flies 80 miles an hour. Well, no, that's pretty fast at first, but after a couple of days, it feels like you're flying your front porch. And then you get instrument flying. And then one day you climb into a basic trainer, 140 miles an hour. Well, you're getting up there. Then after that, you go to advanced, and then you specialize. Pursuit, attack, attack bomber, heavy bomber service, whatever you're best fitted for. And that's only the beginning. Now you've got to learn to work as one man on a team. And you meet your teammates. They've been going to school, too. Other parts of the country, probably. And they've been learning things, too. Well, let's say Bombardier Smith. Now, what are the duties of a bombardier?
The aviation cadet who is trained as a bombardier will study the theory and practice of bombing.
Well, for instance?
In bombing, trail is the horizontal difference in distance between the theoretical vacuum trajectory and the actual trajectory, while cross trail is a component of this difference due to the magnitude and direction of the wind.
I'll take your word for it. Now, bomber pilot Smith, what are your duties?
A pilot must be taught to handle the large two- and four-motor bombing planes. The training of the bomber pilot is very specialized. He must be able to know and use the 100 or more flying instruments of a modern bomber.
Well, I should think so, but why?
It's the pilot's task to conduct the bombing plane in such a way that the bombardier will be able to use his bombs with maximum effectiveness against the military objectives.
How about the navigator? What are your duties, Navigator Smith?
Well, the navigator of the bombing plane must guide the pilot in determining the location of the plane and the direction in which it should fly to reach a certain objective.
What about the radio man, Smith?
I keep in constant touch with the aerodrome for further weather reports and orders. Also, it is my duty to operate as a machine gunner during combat with pursuit ships.
How about you? What are your duties, Rear Gunner Smith?
Just sit in a fishbowl and try to keep awake.
Well, I don't imagine you have much trouble the way you get bounced around back there. Okay. Now, that's the crew of a medium bomber. They're not individual citizens once they get off the ground. They're just handmaidens to a machine. A team. And now they climb into their plane. You know, there's something awful quiet about the inside of a big plane parked on the ground. The members of the crew take their stations quietly, methodically.
The pilot and the co-pilot squirmed down into their seats side by side at pretty close quarters. Well, of course, you know these things aren't built for comfort. They fasten their safety belts, and then their hands start moving around to switches. Dozens of switches, and they know exactly where they all are. They could pick them out blindfolded. There goes the master switch. Now, there goes one of the generators. And now the pilot starts checking. Check cross feed on fuel tanks, wing tanks, both on. Okay. Mixture control, full rich, right. Props, high pitch. Carburetor heat, full cold. Right. Check the radio.
Control from William Dog 7. Radio check. Go ahead.
William Dog 7 from control. Frequency and modulation, okay.
Now, the pilot's checking again. Checks hydraulic pressure. Check, 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 and recheck. You know, this is no box kite these fellas are taking up into the air. This is a complicated engineering miracle with a ton of TNT in its belly. One mistake's just one too many. All right, now the co-pilot's building up pressure with the wobble pump. Now he's priming the engine. The pilot's hand goes up to the starter switch.
Clear! Clear!
There she is. Not very quiet now. And that's just half of it. There's another 1,500 horsepower sticking out of the other wing. There she goes. Now the radio again.
Control from William Dog 7. Ready to taxi out and take off. Go ahead.
William Dog 7 from control. You are cleared to taxi out and take off north-south runway.
And now the big thing sort of crawls out over the rough ground. And the transparent nose of the bombardier is uncovering the bomb site. The radio man's checking the bomber's telephone system. In the rear turret, the gunner's settling down behind his machine gun. This is business. Now, there's a lot of stuff has gone into this plane. 3 or 4 tons of aluminum, 30,000 parts, a couple of 100,000 rivets, and a lot of work by a lot of people. And not to mention money. Well, these bombers cost what is known as a pretty penny. A lot of people had to stay up late nights around March 15th, sweating all the while so this bomber could be built, and so it could taxi out the runway that leads to a rendezvous with the enemy. A lot of brains were represented in this bomber, too. The design engineers and the stress engineers and the inventors of the self-sealing gas tanks and the bomb sites and the bomb releases. A lot of brains, a lot of labors there, hard labor, day and night. A lot of courage in the background, too. The manufacturer who stuck his business neck out a mile by designing and building this kind of plane before anybody wanted it. And the test pilot who worked out the bugs with his life as a down payment on mistakes. Yeah, a lot of stuff in this plane. And it all means something. It all starts to add up when the plane takes off.
Hello, radio. What time takeoff?
Off at 14:22.
Check stations. Rear gunner.
Yes, sir.
Bombardier, can you hear me?
Like I was in your lap, Chief.
Maybe you will be before we get back. Radio.
Yes, sir.
Co-pilot.
I wonder what Gypsy Rose Lee is doing now.
Taking a walk, probably. Navigator.
Yes, sir. Compass heading 22. Correction after I get the drift.
Okay. We're on our way.